Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 16. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 16th is: imagine a natural disaster struck your home and took away all your material possessions in addition to your shelter. However, it did not harm any people. Describe how you could still live by your principles under these circumstances. And this challenge today comes from our fundamental of success of living by our principles. Fortunately, I haven't experienced a loss of shelter or a loss of major material possessions, and maybe this is something you will never have to worry about. But let's imagine just for a few moments we did encounter this situation. My guess is that most of us, our first reaction would be, at least no one was harmed. I mean, material possessions can be replaced, but our relationships with family and friends cannot. Now, this is an extreme situation, but if we are honest, this is a situation that could possibly happen in our lives. And by looking at extreme situations, we often realize what the most important things are. So the next question I ask myself is, do I live with that attitude and mindset every day? That relationships and moments with the most important people in my life are more valuable than material possessions? Do I actually live out the principles that I just said are part of my integrity? If so, why do I get mad at my kids when they spill their milk at the dinner table? If so, why would I get mad at a student who isn't paying attention in class when she was up all night taking care of her baby brother because her dad passed away and her mom works the midnight shift? If so, why would I get mad at a player who isn't working very hard at practice because they're trying to figure out if they even want to play sports anymore since their dad yelled at them for striking out 3 times in yesterday's game? Does this mean we should excuse all behavior and not hold our children, students, and athletes to standards? We absolutely should hold them to standards. But when we have the mindset that relationships are most important, we will take the time to discover the reason behind the action. And as parents, teachers, and coaches, our job is to help young people look at the situations they are in and develop solutions to help them get to where they need to be despite their obstacles. I'm far from perfect at this, and I fail on many occasions. And I think one of the things that gets me into trouble is making assumptions. Assumptions about other people and the reason for their behaviors. But remember, writing our own story is about making small improvements so we can reach our true potential. And one of those small improvements we can make is looking for the backstory of our students and athletes. And this is why teaching and coaching is about so much more than just our academic subject or our sport. Helping young people navigate the struggles of life so they have a clear mind to excel in the classroom or court should be one of the principles we live by. So the next time we have a situation where one of the kids we work with isn't meeting our expectations, let's imagine they just lost their home to a natural disaster. What can we do to help them find a solution to their situation and overcome their obstacles? If we can do that, then I'm confident we will be living by our principles. Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast as we strive to write our own story so we can have a greater impact through our teaching and coaching. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.